Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron appointed his close ally Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister on Tuesday. Lecornu, 39, a conservative-turned-Macron loyalist who joined the president's camp in 2017, becomes Macron's fifth prime minister in less than 2 years. His appointment follows the ouster of François Bayrou on Monday, after parliament split across three rival ideological blocs. "The president of the republic has entrusted me with the task of building a government with a clear direction, the defense of our independence and our power, the service of the French people, and political and institutional stability," Lecornu wrote on social media platform X, thanking Macron for his confidence. Macron's choice to elevate a loyal insider risks inflaming public discontent at a time when opinion polls show growing frustration with what many voters see as a dysfunctional political system. Left-wing parties derided Lecornu's nomination, calling for nationwide "block everything" protests on Wednesday to demonstrate against what they branded a tone-deaf decision. The hard-left France Unbowed party pledged to file a motion of no confidence against the new premier, though its chances of success appear slim. In a sign of France's shifting parliamentary dynamics, National Rally, RN, leader Jordan Bardella hinted his far-right party could cooperate on the budget, for now. "We will judge, without illusion, the new prime minister on his merits, on his actions, on his policies for providing France with a budget," Bardella posted on X, while making clear RN would not accept tax hikes or rising contributions to the European Union. Lecornu has previously cultivated discreet ties with RN figures, including a private dinner last year with Bardella and party veteran Marine Le Pen. That history could prove critical as Macron's minority government depends on RN's shifting support to survive. Lecornu's most urgent challenge will be drafting a 2026 budget capable of winning cross-party backing, a task that toppled Bayrou. France's deficit, nearly double the EU ceiling of 3% of GDP, remains a pressing concern for markets and European partners alike. Macron's office said the president has instructed Lecornu to consult widely with parliamentary forces before finalizing his cabinet. The appointment underscores Macron's determination to preserve his economic legacy, built on tax cuts for businesses and the wealthy in a higher retirement age, reforms that socialists and other leftists have vowed to reverse. Lecornu's ascent reflects his long-standing ties to French politics. He began canvassing for former President Nicolas Sarkozy at 16, became mayor of his Normandy hometown at 18, and later served as Sarkozy's youngest government advisor at 22. After breaking with the conservative Les Républicains, he joined Macron's movement in 2017 and went on to manage the president's successful 2022 re-election campaign. Most recently, Lecornu served as defense minister, overseeing an expansion of military spending and shaping European security policy on Ukraine. His conservative pedigree and unwavering loyalty make him a natural choice for Macron, who has chosen continuity over compromise in an increasingly fractured political landscape.